to the Lord. What a powerful, powerful message and song. Certainly we thank Sister Dean and the voices, Minister Jeff, until his will is clear. And that's the prayer for the church, that we can just be still until his will is clear for each and every one of us, that we don't get ahead of God, that we can be still and listen. Let us pray. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for another Sunday morning experience, God. Thank you, God, for just loving us so much that you put this power of the Holy Spirit in us to lead and direct us and to keep and protect us, God. We thank you. God, we thank you for another day of worship, God, where your Spirit has just been sweeping through this place and through us and healing already and delivering already, God. We don't take it for granted, God. So we bow down before you, God, and say, thank you, God, for the power of the Holy Ghost. God, we thank you that you forgive us, God. We still fall short of your glory, but you love us still, and you forgive us, God, and we say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, God, if there be anything in me that's not like you, God, take it away in the name of Jesus the Christ. God, I've said yes to you so long ago, so if you give it to me, God, I'm going to speak it boldly to your people. Yes, Lord, to your will and to your way. So, Holy Spirit, now meet the needs of your people sitting here, Lord God. The work has already begun in this place, so bring it to completion, God, this day, that we will walk out of here healed, delivered, empowered, and encouraged, Lord God. Have your way. Have your way in this place, Holy Spirit. Let your power, your anointing, your glory be felt throughout this block. It is in the name of Jesus the Christ that we do pray. Let the church say amen. Amen and amen. I am excited about God. Oh, yes, I am. I am excited about God this morning. Or maybe it's this afternoon, but I'm still excited in the name of Jesus. Somebody said, hold my mule, because I'm getting excited already, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. We got something to do here. Hallelujah, God. Let's get our Bibles, you all. That's what we're going to do. Let's go to the scripture. Let's go to the scripture. Let's go to the scripture. To the epistle of Hebrews. That's what God gave us, the epistle of Hebrews. Yeah, Hebrews. And when you have found it, we're going to a familiar passage. God said, take them back to chapter 10 of Hebrews. Chapter 10 of Hebrews. I just believe there's a word for the church based on everything has gone on this morning. There's a word. For the church. Hebrews chapter 10, starting with verse 35, and I'm going to be reading from the NIV Bible, so if you would follow along with me. Hebrews, the epistle of Hebrews, chapter 10, starting with verse 35. And I'm going to read a little further than I would normally read, but I'm going to start with 35, and when the Holy Spirit stops me, I will stop. It's The scripture in my Bible is under a section entitled The Superiority of Faith. The Superiority of Faith. So it reads this way in the NIV, starting with verse 35. So, do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. So, you need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. Stand still until his will. Okay. It says the will of God. Let me start 36. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. For in just a little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. But the righteous one will live by faith. And if he shrinks back, I will not be pleased with him. But we are not those who shrink back and are destroyed, but those who believe and are saved. You may be seated. We are not those that shrink back, for we are his people who believe and are saved. Hallelujah. Usually I give you all a short title to hold on to, but this is going to be long today. So I want you to hold on to this long title that I'm going to give to you, because I believe it's straight from heaven. And the title of our message is, Do Not Throw Away Your Confidence in God. Do not throw away your confidence in God. See, God knows what we need, and he's speaking to someone's heart right now. Whatever is going on, he is saying to the church this morning, do not throw away your confidence in God. After two great nights of worship at Ward Memorial AME Church last Thursday and Friday evening, the topic of love was on my mind and in my heart once I left that place. And a few people even suggested that I prepare part three of what's love got to do with it. See, that was our topic when we were hanging out with Ward. What's love got to do with it? And as I prayed, God said that message was for Ward. I have another message for Abundant Life for this season. So as I moved into, and as we move into year 8, with our focus on living by faith, God is simply telling us this morning, don't you throw away your faith in God. He is saying to our church, you may not always understand what I'm doing, but do not doubt me. God is saying, I am God. I am the great I am. I am Jehovah Jireh. I am Jehovah Rapha. I am that I am. I am the Alpha and Omega. And there is none other. So don't you throw away your confidence in me. God is saying, do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God. He is the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, people of God. And his understanding, nobody can fathom. See, our God gives strength to the weak, and he increases the power of the weary. But he's saying to someone this morning, You must trust me and not doubt. This morning, God is saying there are some people in Abundant Life Christian Ministries. Holy Spirit, help me. You have prayed and you've asked me for something. And I have not answered you yet. But in the meantime, he's saying, don't you throw away your confidence in me. God is saying to someone already this morning, I've heard your prayers. I've seen your tears. I know all about your struggle. I am aware of your suffering and your pain. I know about your disappointment and your shame. I know about your situation. After all, I'm God. And he's saying, as you wait for my answer to your prayers, in the meantime, will you trust me? Will you stand firm on the scripture written long ago by King Solomon that tells us to trust in the Lord with all your hearts and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge me, and I will direct your path. And I went on to the other Bible, this Holman Bible. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own understanding. Think about him in all your ways and he will guide your path straight. And then I opened the Message Bible. It says, trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't you try to figure out everything on your own. He says, listen for my voice in everything you do and everywhere you go. He is the one that will keep you on track. Don't you assume that you know everything and know all about it. This is the word of God for the people of God. Let somebody in here say amen. Don't you assume you know everything. Oh, yeah, you got those degrees and you're going to school and you're smart. But the Bible says, don't you assume that you know everything. You must trust God with this. So as God led me back to this scripture in Hebrews, I realized that this chapter is about faith. So I even went beyond chapter 10. I started reading 11. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. But what I really got from it is that those chapters demonstrate people of faith through history. People living by faith. And we're saying we're a church that's going to live by faith. Amen. Great book to read. So this chapter will challenge us to grow in faith and live in obedience to the word of God. And as a church family, we say as we slide into year 8, we're gonna live by faith. And I began to pray and I began to understand why the Holy Spirit was leading us back to this epistle. And I began to prepare. And then as I read, it says theologians have debated the author of the book of Hebrews. It suggested that maybe Paul wrote this. And then somebody said, no, that was Apollos. It was Barnabas. No, Priscilla. No, it was Aquila. But church, the conclusion of the matter is only God knows the truth. And we believe whoever wrote it, that person was prompted by the Holy Spirit, because the Bible tells us this, that all scripture is inspired by God and is profitable for us, for our teaching and for correcting us. So all that matters to me is this is the word of God for the people of God. Let somebody say amen. So this writer wrote to the first century believers who were faced with persecution, the Bible tells us. They had been going through abuse and they had been imprisoned, loss of property because of their faith in God. So this author wrote to them because they had ceased to grow in their Christian walk. They began to be so discouraged that they were falling away from Christ. So this writer wrote for them, and I think it's relevant for us today, rebuking them. Start again having your meetings. Start coming on back to church on a regular basis. Because what's happening, you're in the danger of falling back in sin. He said, get back in fellowship with the brethren. And don't you throw away your faith in God. Some may be even in danger of falling back, he said, to Judaism. Just to avoid the persecution. The author warns them, don't you do that. Do that. Keep your hands in the hands of God. He wanted them to know that Jesus is the way. Don't you throw away your confidence in God. Don't you be tempted to go back to the world. Don't you allow the world to squeeze you into their mold and you begin to act like them. Don't you conform to the world's way. Don't you throw away your confidence in God. God has done too much for all of us. But what these believers needed beyond encouragement, they needed the staying power, somebody. They needed the staying power from on high. See, they needed the power of the Holy Spirit to persevere through this persecution. I get excited about God. You all know I'll just run in a minute. But this epistle of James tells us that God develops in us the trait to stand still until his will is clear to us. It's only God and the power of the Holy Spirit, because, see, we'll get anxious about things and we'll try to solve our own problems and we'll call everybody that has their own problems to try to get the answer. But the word is saying, don't you throw away your confidence in God. If these believers could only hold out and demonstrate this staying power in the middle of trials and tribulations, then the will of God would have been made clear to them. And they would then receive God's promises. But that's a journey. As we mature on this walk, it becomes easier for us to wait on the Lord and be of good courage. I just believe this message is for abundant life because God has this great work for us. But he does not want us discouraged based on what's happening in our lives. He does not want us discouraged based on what's happening in our country, based on the racism, based on the injustice, based on the craziness that's coming out of the White House. He does not want us to be discouraged by what is even happening in our communities with the drug problem and the drug addiction and our brethren selling drugs. He does not want us to be discouraged by the black-on-black crime. God is not surprised by any of this. He does not want us to get discouraged by what is happening in our homes and our families. Unforgiveness in our home. unforgiveness in our homes and in our families. Unloving spirit, domestic violence, child abuse, deceptions in our homes and in our church. God said, don't you throw away your confidence in me. Don't you be discouraged. Trust me. I am in control of the world, and I have the whole world in my hand. You may not understand all that is going on, people of God. But as believers, we must believe that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord. And that God knows what's going on and he will work it out. But he's saying to us this morning, in the meantime, will you stand on my promises? Will you believe my word? Will you walk the walk that directs us in this Bible to trust in this, our Lord, our God? See, if you read the book, you know we win in the end. You know we have victory in Jesus. But can you hold on and trust me? Holy Spirit, help me. See, we have to learn to persevere. Persevere involves endurance in the face of difficult circumstances. But God gives us that grace to hold on if you believe in this Holy Ghost power. The Bible tells us to consider it pure joy. When you face trials and tribulations, because it's only the testing of your faith. See, perseverance must finish its perfect work. So that we can grow up in the Lord and be mature. But in the meantime, will you trust him? The Bible tells us, believers, that we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we also rejoice in our suffering. Can you imagine that? Can you rejoice in your suffering? Because we know suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. Does anybody believe the word this morning? See, authentic Christianity produces people that can do good work and live well if you follow this word. How are you living this morning? That a devoted believer will demonstrate, Holy Spirit, help me, will demonstrate the love of God no matter what's going on. Yeah, we talked about it at that church. What's love got to do with it? We concluded that God's love has everything to do with it. That was the conclusion of the matter. But if we're going to follow this word, we should begin to look like the word, the fruit of the Spirit, you all. When the winds and the waves blow, we should be able to demonstrate love. We should also have peace. We should also have patience, Sister Tone. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Am I right about it? So yes, in this world, we will have some trials and tribulations. And God knows all about it. God knows all about us. So I pose the question one more time. In the meantime, will you trust him? See, somebody needs to hear that this morning. See, I don't know what God has for us in year 8, but he's just equipping us. He's equipping us and saying, you have to walk by faith. Even when you can't see what I'm doing, you must keep on walking and not look back. See, Jesus said, whatever goes on, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And I loved it when he said this. Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. See, we have to learn to walk with this thing and believe this thing and believe that victory belongs to Jesus. No matter what's going on in your lives this morning, don't you throw away your confidence in God. You keep on walking with him. You keep on trusting him. You keep on believing him. And apply this word to your lives. See, we are a life application church, you all. It's no point in just knowing the word. Talking about the word, if you can't apply the word and live it. That's why we are a life application church. God has called us to be different, to show the world the way. So we can't afford to throw away our confidence in God, because see, the world is watching us. How do you handle conflict? How do you handle trouble? How do we do it? We send our praises up, because when the praises go up, the blessings come down. See, that's why we were praising this morning. We need God to do something for us. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. Did you see the people? We need God to do something for us. So we're going to praise him no matter what's going on. Holy Spirit, help me, Lord God. And we're going to just lift it up to God no matter what's going on. The Bible says, do not be anxious about anything. You all understand that? But in everything, by prayer, you got to lift it up and petition with thanksgiving. Thank him in advance and present your request to God. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. So if you're going to pray, God told me to tell the church this. If you abide in me and my word abide in you, you ask whatever you will and I will give it to you. But we have to be a people that abide. God is just growing us up, you all. He's just growing us up because we have a greater work to do for him, because we serve a great God. And we are committed to follow his great commandment and follow his great commission. So he's just preparing us. Root out all that stuff. Abide in me. Allow my word to abide in you. Then you ask what you desire, and I will do it for you. Amen. Amen. People of God, God is saying, to abundant life, press on. Just press on. Yes, you will have trials and tribulations, but you press on and be a light for me. Let your light shine before men, that they'll see your good works and they'll glorify your Father in heaven. As believers, no, we're not exempt, you all. But the good news is this, we have Jesus. And because we have Jesus, we have the victory. Oh, yeah. And we have a God that will fight our battles for us. See, these battles are not ours. They belong to the Lord. So learn how to just turn them over. Those who are authentic believers will persevere. Others may fall away. But we in here at Abundant Life, we're going to say this today. I will not. I cannot. I'm committed not to throw away my confidence in God. I'm going on with God all the way. No matter what it looks like, I'm going all the way with God. And I'm going to stand on his word no matter what it looks like. But the secret is you got to know the word. You got to study the word. Then you got to believe the word. And then apply the word. Let the church say amen. Amen and amen. And once you get this in your spirit, you begin to say, my God is able. My God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that I can even ask or think. So God is equipping us for year 8. And I'm going to try to just close down, because he just knows what we need. He knows that we may be going through some stuff right about now, but he said, wait on me. Trust me. I'm working it out for your good. Oh, yes, I am. Oh, yes, I am. Thank you, God, for that. But I need you to follow my word. Jesus' brother said, that half-brother said this. Do not merely listen to the word and deceive yourselves. Do what it says. If you want the victory, do what it says. Apply this word to your life daily. Not just on Sunday mornings, but daily. Daily. Holy Spirit, help me wind this down. So when adversity comes, trials and tribulations, all he's saying is, in the meantime, wait on me. Trust me. Don't throw away your confidence in me. I will answer your prayer. I will, if you abide in me. I don't know who needs to hear this. But I know as we journey into year 8, some things will happen. But we are going to commit as a church not to throw away our confidence in God. So I say, whatever is happening in your home and in your family, hold on to this word. God will work it out. Maybe not in your time. But I told a pastor last week that was discouraged that delay does not mean deny. So you just hold on and believe in God. So I leave these few thoughts with you. When you're going through life challenges and tribulations, number one, pray and seek God's will. Seek his guidance. Stay off the phone and go to the throne of grace and ask God for your answer. Most people have more drama than you have. Talk to God, the one that actually has the answer for you. Number two, move in faith to accomplish God's will for the situation. And the answer is in your instruction manual. Read it. It's in the Bible. Number three, we must believe that God is right there in the middle of our circumstances with us. And I'm going to begin to close. Just close with this. If you keep your confidence in God. If you keep your confidence in God. The Bible says he will richly reward you.